The military is increasingly relying on robots and drones and AI on the battlefield, but it's also focusing on a simpler way to boost its performance, more sleep for the troops. From Fort Liberty, Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
It's not that the military has been ignoring sleep. For example, troops have long been allowed to grab a few winks at downtime during long training exercises.
If it's somewhere that you can take a nap, why not?
That's Sergeant Keary Moore, just waking up from a nap while propped on the parachute strapped to his back before a training jump at Fort Liberty. Soldiers often wedge in bits of sleep when they can, and this scene is typical, with dozens of 18th Airborne Corps soldiers sprawled under trees, resting as they wait for a transport plane. Not only are their commanders okay with that, they're more systematically encouraging sleep as a performance enhancer. Command Sergeant Major Brian D. Barker, the top enlisted soldier in the 18th Corps, was propped on his own parachute nearby.
Yeah, we have to push them to be able to work in a deprived environment, but also balance that with it. You want to create those healthy habits too.
He says it's clear that when soldiers haven't had enough shut-eye on long training exercises, their performance drops off.
And so we try to force that, you know, and as leaders particularly, is, hey, how much sleep did you get last night? You got to go get some sleep because I need you for tomorrow. And so it's a lot more deliberate now than it used to be.
A modern problem for the commanders trying to encourage more sleep was apparent all around Barker. Dozens of soldiers who might otherwise have been napping were instead bent over their smartphones.
There's a lot of challenges that come with that, and it's not just an Army thing, it's a society thing.
Too little sleep has caused hundreds of military accidents, including collisions in 2017 involving two Navy destroyers that killed 17 sailors. The Government Accountability Office released a study earlier this year that said the military has done a lot recently to reduce fatigue, including new training and awareness campaigns, updated policies and guidelines, and more than 100 fatigue-related research projects. But the GAO also noted that most troops still report getting 6 hours of sleep or less, despite Pentagon guidelines calling for at least seven.
Something that I found both somewhat surprising and somewhat disturbing was the breadth and the persistence and the magnitude of the problem of lack of sleep and related fatigue across the services.
Diana Maurer led the team that performed the study. She says the Defense Department is clearly taking sleep-related issues seriously, but the GAO report suggests several changes, including assigning leaders at the Pentagon and each service branch to specifically oversee efforts to fight fatigue. The Pentagon generally agreed with the recommendations. Meanwhile, some units are taking things on themselves. The 18th Airborne Corps is mandating sleep time for soldiers working the staff duty shifts that are manned around the clock. That idea came from a young major named David Nixon.
When we answer the nation's call and we have to go out and do what we're asked to do, that doesn't happen on an 8-to-5 schedule, right? But if I'm teaching you a skill, especially a skill that you're not familiar with, and I want you to retain that information, the best thing would be adequate sleep before and adequate sleep after to help retain it.
Nixon's idea has already spread to at least one other large unit. And more broadly, the Army is implementing a holistic health and fitness program that coaches troops on sleep, nutrition, physical fitness, mental health, and spirituality. An Army spokesman said that program is about halfway toward its initial goal of putting 110 teams of trainers and fitness equipment into combat brigades. And this month, the Army announced the program is getting such good results, it will expand to include all troops, not just those in combat units. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.